Thank you, General Caslin, for that introduction. To General Traynor, General Clark, the faculty and staff at West Point, you have been outstanding stewards of this proud institution and outstanding mentors for the newest officers in the United States Army. I'd like to acknowledge the Army's leadership, General McHugh, Secretary McHugh, General Odierno, as well as Senator Jack Reed, who is here and a proud graduate of West Point himself. To the class of 2014, I congratulate you on taking your place on the Long Gray Line. Among you is the first all-female command team, Aaron Maudlin and Austin Barff. In Callan Glavin, you have a Rhodes Scholar. And Josh Herbeck proves that West Point accuracy extends beyond the three-point line. To the entire class, let me reassure you in these final hours at West Point, as Commander-in-Chief, I hereby absolve all cadets who are on restriction for minor conduct offenses. Let me just add that nobody ever did that for me when I was in school. I know you join me in extending a word of thanks to your families. Joe DeMoss, whose son James is graduating, spoke for a whole lot of parents when he wrote me a letter about the sacrifices you've made. Deep inside, he wrote, we want to explode with pride at what they are committing to do in the service of our country.